Howdy, everybody. We are here with Beth Regan today. She's with the Eastern Montana Community Mental Health Center and Dusty Rose Ranch, LLC. Got some equine-assisted programs going on out at the Eastern Montana Community Mental Health Center. What sort of programs are those? Let's take a listen and learn a little bit about that. But first off, Beth, how are you today?
I am good, and thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it. I'm based out of Miles City. I work for the Eastern Montana Community Mental Health Center here. And for the past couple of years, we've also been doing equine-assisted psychotherapy. And we started that with the youth that are in our school's CSCT programs, and then they come to us throughout the summer. And so we've been meeting once a week with them for the past 2 years over the summer, just kind of working through a lot of social-emotional skills and things like that. We have a great turnout. I know the kids that maybe have been in that system for a long time, this is kind of a new way of looking at it. So you're not just sitting there, you know, talking with an adult. Like, I think it takes some pressure off because it's a little more externally focused on what you're doing with the horses and how the horses maybe are responding to you. I mean, I've seen some really amazing connections about, you know, horses have a way of reflecting how you're approaching them. So if you're coming across, you know, too strong or too bossy or too pushy or whatever it is, that's going to reflect with the horse. And so we've seen some really good connections about my behavior, how that's affecting those around me. When I change my behavior, I get different results, that kind of thing. So that's been an exciting one. And we've also extended that to working with adults. And we hope to soon have a veterans program going in the near future as well. So we've done some equine-assisted learning programs in Baker. And you know what that is it's just a form of experiential learning that includes horses. And primarily we use that to help develop life skills. And so we've worked with early elementary age kids primarily. We've done a couple groups there. The first one, our theme was friendship. And we had about four or five kiddos show up for that, which is about the size we're looking for just with the amount of staff and horses that we were bringing. And we kind of discussed what being a good friend looks like, how to be a good friend, what to look for, and we kind of compared to what that looks like for people and what that looks like for horses, and then we did some activities that kind of drove that home. And then the next month, we kind of piggybacked onto that one, and we talked about the difference between fitting in versus belonging, and that, you know, fitting in involves changing ourselves to be liked by others, whereas belonging means, you know, being our authentic self and still being accepting of each other. And we did that with a story, and then they built an obstacle course with our obstacles, labeling some of those challenges to maybe belonging and making friends. And then they picked a horse partner to go through that obstacle course, and as they came to each obstacle, they would kind of problem solve and brainstorm as a team ways that they could overcome that, you know, with different strategies and stuff. And so had a good turnout. I know a lot of the parents have asked if we're going to continue doing that, and it's something that, you know, we hope to continue providing as long as weather allows.
I think it's a pretty awesome opportunity that you have going on there. Do you ever have folks that show up and are kind of intimidated to get around the horses and do work with them?
Yes, absolutely. I know with the last group, I would say 100% of them are excited to be with the horses, but they were also a little bit scared. And it's great because that kind of, it puts you in a position to overcome that. And as I know, there was one kid in particular wearing a baseball cap, and one of our horses absolutely loves hats, and he really feels like he needs to explore them. And so he was a little nervous about that. And at the end, he was putting his hat on the horse. Like, I think there's a lot of pride and a sense of accomplishment in what they're doing because they are overcoming, like, these fears. This is a big animal, you know, and they might not have a lot of experience with them. And it's allowing them to learn more about themselves and about the horses. And then, yeah, they're eager to come back, I think, again after that.
Yeah, it's so cool to watch them kind of light up and go from that scared around such big critters to warming up to them. Yeah, it's really neat to see. Yeah. I think that's a pretty cool experience. So if I want to find out when these are coming up, when they'll be scheduled and where am I going to be looking for that sort of thing?
So you can look on a few different places. I try to keep things posted, especially anything that we're doing in Baker. I'll post on the Facebook page under Dusty Rose Ranch, and we'll keep that updated as to time, location, things like that. You can also look on prevention services with EMC, MHD, and Eastern Montana Community Mental Health Center also has a Facebook page, and we'll try to keep everything listed on those pages as well.
Sweet, and we'll have links to those right underneath this interview on our post as well. This has been Beth Regan with the Eastern Montana Community Mental Health Center. She hangs out and does the equine assisted program stuff out there. If you'd like to know more, you can find the Dusty Rose Ranch Facebook page or on the Eastern Montana Community Mental Health Center website. Follow along there. And anything else from your side of things, Beth?
No, I think that's about it. And I want to thank you for getting this out there, because I know a big thing is there are a lot of resources available, but sometimes people just don't know, you know, what's out there. So the more that we can get that out there, the more that we can go do these sessions, and anybody's welcome to come watch and see what it's all about. There's no charge to doing this. You know, we're happy to get that word out there, and we appreciate you guys helping us do that.